Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Talk about getting healthy. This is the place. You're listening to Talk Healthy Today with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Unless you are a supreme elite athlete, electrolytes, well, they might not just be a hot health topic for you. But if yours are out of balance, especially now in the heat, it could be a sign of heat stress, heat stroke, or heat exhaustion. So let's talk about what electrolytes are, why we need them, and how our habits can deplete them, and how to replenish those critical electrolytes to keep us all running optimally, well, even when the heat is on. And that is something we need to do. You know, for many of us, learning about electrolytes, we automatically think sports drinks, you know, that they're loaded with everything we need, and that's what athletes use, so they, you know, that's what we should be using. You'd be probably surprised to know that many athletes don't drink those sports drinks. Many of them make their own. They have their own beverages. They add their own liquid electrolyte drops that they get from their health food store right to their beverage, because this way they're controlling both the chemicals, well, and the coloring and the preservatives and the sugar. Because you can make a really good healthy lemonade and add your electrolyte drops to it and have something that truly is going to make a difference in your muscles and joints and tendons and ligaments and your heat exhaustion and how you feel and your energy and your mood and headaches and lightheadedness and dizziness, where sometimes you may just be eluded to the point thinking that you're going to be getting benefits from something that is really more of a sugary drink with fairy dust sprinkles of minerals and electrolytes. Got to read your labels. But one of the best things you can do, you know, they tell us all the time to make our food and eat at home. Why? Because we know what's in our food. We can adjust the sodium. We can adjust the quality of the food. We can take our time enjoying it. It's a wonderful event for the family. You can make enough of it and probably extra for lunch or dinner the next day. You know what's in your food. You know what the oils that you're using. You know the chemicals that are in or not in your food. And you get great peace of mind. So rather than stopping in your local, you know, Quick Mart to get yourself a sports drink, make your own. You know, make yourself a really good amount of them at home and carry them with you in quart-sized bottles. I'll try to make mine by the gallon. I'll make mine in either green tea with stevia, or I'll make my own homemade lemonade, and then I put it in quart bottles, and I add my electrolytes, and I keep them in the refrigerator, and I grab them when I go. And then I bring the bottles home, and I clean them out, and I make it again. I always have sun tea, you know, I always have herbal iced tea at home. And when I have a glass of that, I add my electrolyte drops to it because I want it to do more for me. Electrolytes are mineral salts that they conduct electricity when they dissolve in water. They are sodium and chloride and potassium and phosphate and calcium. They do things in the body. Well, electrolytes regulate. They regulate water balance and distribution. They regulate kidney and adrenal gland function, acid-base balance, muscle and nerve cell functions, and the functioning of our heart. So electrolytes must be in specific concentrations in your body in order for it to function properly. Sodium and chloride are predominantly found in the extracellular fluid outside of the cell, and potassium and phosphate are normally found within the cellular fluid. So that's a little bit of a different thing for us to look at. Now, to remain balanced and properly maintain this balance, our cells make frequent adjustments by moving electrolytes and water into or out of the cells. Now, sodium and chloride are the body's principal electrolytes. They play a huge role in fluid balance. They readily join together via chemical bonds to make salt, sodium chloride. A deficiency in these electrolytes can be caused by inadequate salt intake, or when sodium chloride is lost from excessive sweating or excess water consumption without additional sodium intake. Now, this can occur if you're outside sweating for many hours, and in athletes, especially those involved in endurance sports like marathon running. Now, the symptoms can include nausea, dizziness, muscle cramps, and severe cases, coma. Now, potassium is probably what most people know. As an electrolyte, it is the most important dietary electrolyte. You're right. A potassium shortage results in lower level of stored glycogen, which is the storage form of blood sugar in the muscles and the liver. Now, glycogen is used by exercising muscles for energy. So a deficiency produces fatigue and cramping and muscle weakness. Other signs are mental confusion, irritability, weakness, heart disturbances, problems with muscle contractions. The amount of potassium lost in sweat can be significant, especially in the heat. You need to make sure that you are hydrating, but you're hydrating correctly. It's very, very important. Now, water is critical in the heat for all of us, and including athletes. The water in your body regulates its temperature. In case of heat, you perspire in order for the heat energy contained in your sweat to be eliminated via the cooling process of evaporation. You heard me talk earlier about dogs, how they pant and pant and pants. That's their cooling system. Well, sweating is ours. In athletics, the excess heat generated by metabolism must be removed via sweat, so the body's temperature does not rise. It's especially important for infants and children, the elderly, athletes, well, anybody sweating, to have a lot of adequate water intake because they are at risk for dehydration. You know, I was told years and years ago, and I'll never forget, I was just starting in the field, and one of the first things I learned, I was told that if you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated. And that really makes sense because many people will say, well, I'm not thirsty. And I'll say, well, that means that that's the best time to drink your fluid. Ahead of the game. You've heard of pain management before. That's when someone is in severe pain and they have to use medicines or even natural therapy, but they take things ahead of the pain to stay ahead of it. Because if they decide not to do that, the pain gets out of control and they can't get a comfortable level because it gets away from them. So they manage the pain. We need to manage our fluids. We need to manage our hydration so that we don't end up chasing it in the form of dehydration. So how do we get electrolytes? Well, water loss, sweating, can lead to electrolyte loss. In addition to foods that are rich in mineral electrolytes, you may need to supplement with them, especially if you've been drinking lots of water to keep cool, which can dilute your electrolytes. Now, believe it or not, salt is vital for electrolytes, but not refined table salt. It's been too heavily processed. It's been stripped of all the trace minerals. Plus, it may be bleached. Yuck. And additives are also usually incorporated to prevent clumping and caking. Now, there's a lot of different kinds of salt out there. Find yourself a high-quality salt at your health food store. Not only has great sodium and chloride, but also can have important trace minerals. This could be sprinkled in your water. It could be used as a seasoning on your food. Good ways to get it into your system, but something to keep in mind. Now, this might be something you might not be familiar with as far as electrolytes, but coconut water. Now, coconut water has a nice amount of electrolytes. It's best served chilled, and it is great by itself or in a vegetable smoothie after a long day. It can be used as a protein. It can be the fluid you add to your protein smoothie. I really enjoy it just drinking it by itself. And this is a beverage that I will add a tablespoon or two of chia seeds to in a sports bottle, and I will drink it this way. You want to talk about heavy duty, a balance of electrolytes and hydration, it's a great place to go. Now, I'm also a huge advocate of mineral stamina drops and tablets. I think everybody should be carrying electrolyte drops with them. I think it's very important. I find that when I'm outside, I add electrolyte drops to every single beverage I have. I do a lot of events and a lot of sporting events and a lot of rodeo events, and I announce a lot of those events, and I'll walk around with people when it's hot outside. I will walk right up to them and put 10, 15 drops of electrolytes in their fluid, whatever they're drinking. I just do that. I carry it with me. And especially if I see them starting to be affected by the heat, I'll have their friends take them to a cooler place and cool them down, but I'll put electrolytes in their fluid and make sure they're hydrated. You know, it's just little things we can do that make a dramatic difference. So you need to remember, there are things that we can do. Remember, sports drinks laden with high fructose corn syrup, they're not the answer. Make your own. Know what's in the beverages that you're consuming. Know what's in the things that you are taking every single day, because it can make a dramatic difference in how you feel. You want to feel balanced. We want to deal with the fluid loss from heavy exercise and physical activity. We want to curtail the problems like nausea and vomiting and headaches and all of these things. We're familiar with that word electrolyte, but I think sometimes we might not really get the full understanding. So hopefully we're getting a little bit more information that might make us be a little bit more aware. Now, I think what happens for many of us is we're not water drinkers. So a couple of things to keep in mind. You can dress up your water and add color if you want to. And these are some helpful hints that I find. If you want to slice lemons or limes and put them in your water, that's fine. If you want to squeeze lemon juice and lime juice in your water, I'm great for that. Cucumbers, believe it or not, can make a dramatic difference to your water. Adding berries, like a half a dozen to a dozen raspberries, blueberries, strawberries, anything to your water, it gives it color and it gives enough flavor that it doesn't really taste like water. To this, of course, add your a cup, maybe a pinch of your wonderful sea salt or the Himalaya salts. These are wonderful for adding good minerals to your water beverage. And dress up your drinks a little bit. Now, there also are flavored stevias on the market. I'm a big believer in stevia if it's a quality stevia. There are flavored stevias, and you actually add this to your quart-sized bottles of water. Now, it doesn't add any calories. It doesn't really add any real benefit to it, other than it makes it a way of fooling your brain to let you think that you're drinking something other than just water. I've seen them in grape and lemon lime and orange and cherry flavored. These are wonderful because in your mind you're thinking, ooh, Kool-Aid. Well, you're not getting that. What you're getting is no calories and no real sugar, nothing that offsets your blood sugar. You're getting a flavor that is great tasting, that turns your water into something that you think is more than just water. Bottom line, you're drinking water, but you're enjoying it. It's probably one of the hardest things I have to do for people, even though they're outside in the heat. And I'll do consultations and they'll say, okay, I'll do the exercise, I'll switch over the diet, I'll take the supplements, and then we'll talk about water and the look on their face when you get to water. It's like I asked them to walk across hot coals. And I think to myself, isn't it the craziest thing? I'm blessed now. I hated it as a child, but I love it now because when we were young, when it was time to have a meal or we were thirsty, my mother, my grandmother, all of them would say, "Would you like water or water?" That's what we got. So I drink a gallon to 2 gallons of water every day. I drink it in the form of regular water and tea. I enjoy it. I'm a huge water drinker, and it's made a dramatic difference. I think it makes a difference to your skin. If you want to slow down Mother Nature from walking across your face, and you don't want to be showing the age that you're trying to hide with all those anti-wrinkle creams, you got to work from the inside, being outside in the heat, sweating, dehydrating. It's the fastest way to suck the fluid out of your face and take the puffiness out and leave you wrinkled and concave and gaunt looking. Plump skin is hydrated skin. It's healthy skin. It looks good. It feels good. And it's wonderful to be in skin that is hydrated as well as a hydrated body. So definitely, do a little bit of work on your side. You'll be glad that you did. And become a water drinker. Because if you don't, you're truly missing the boat. And you're going to miss some wonderful things and some beautiful, healthy look to your skin. So, when you're outside and you want to enjoy your summer. One more thing I got to say that I almost forgot about this. I have a lot of landscaping crews that are out there. Pool crews, landscaping crews, construction crews, the crews working on the streets, redoing the streets and our freeways and planting and working at universities, and they're outside and painting and doing roofing. This group of people, you'll usually see their trucks. And on the side of their trucks, you usually see those 5 gallon containers kind of strapped to the back of the truck. Well, over the years, I've really educated a lot of them because many of them, the owners of the companies, will say that their crews get so exhausted they just have to stop for the day. But they're all drinking sodas and sports drinks. So I had 5 or 6 crews a couple years ago, and I said, I want you to try something. Make a lemonade for them every day because they make it at the base camp and they fill it with ice, and I changed that as well. And they started putting the electrolyte drops in there with like the natural lemonade or a natural fruit punch that was made naturally. And they put the electrolytes drops in there, and they told the guys, "We're putting electrolytes in here, you'll feel better." And they did. They weren't wrung out, they weren't exhausted. So that is definitely something you can do if you work outside. Now, here's a really good helpful hint. If you ever make one of those big containers and you put ice in it, halfway through the day, the ice melts and all the fluid that's in there loses its flavor. It all gets diluted. So here's a helpful hint you might like. Pick yourself up, maybe 4 or 5 quart bottles of water, and use that water that morning, inside there to make your beverage. And then fill it up with just regular tap water, those bottles, and freeze them the night before. In the morning, take out those frozen bottles and put the frozen bottles inside the 5-gallon container. Now, this will work in smaller containers as well. Put those five quart-sized bottles in there and then mix your fluid, your electrolytes, and everything. It keeps everything nice and cold all day long because they melt slowly because they're inside of the plastic bottle. They don't dilute anything because none of the melted beverage leaves the bottle at all. So everything stays nice and cold. The beverage inside the container tastes just as good at the end of the day as it did at the beginning of the day, you know, because at the end of the day, everything gets diluted and it just doesn't taste as good as it did in the morning. Well, here's one way to keep it nice and refreshing, because this way they'll continue to drink all day and you'll make sure that they are keeping hydrated. These crews, these wonderful people you have working with you, and for all of you outside, even if you're doing it for yourself, let's say you have a gallon container. Put one or two of those frozen bottles in there, keep it nice and cold, and you'll drink your liquids all day long. So just a little helpful tip. And I think it really does make a difference once we start thinking about, you know, the sensitivity of our body when we're exposed to the heat. I got to tell you, it does make a dramatic difference. Information is the key. So remember, stay up to date on each and every show by liking our Facebook page, or follow us on Instagram or Twitter and let us know what your favorite healthy habit is. Then listen in. You might just hear it mentioned on the show. For more on this topic and other health topics and wellness topics, check out my favorite magazine, Better Nutrition, at your local health food store. Packed with well-researched articles, recipes, and tips, it's an indispensable source for healthy living. Pick up your copy today. Remember, the book I'd like to recommend to you for the book for this segment, Heat Stroke Management, How to Manage, Prevent Heat Stroke the Right Way by Jose de Luna. Now, this is a good book. It's all about information, isn't it? Isn't it basically all about being able to have the information to make better, wiser, healthier decisions? I mean, this is one reason I love this industry. There's so many alternatives and complements available, wonderful sources of information. But we have to be able to disseminate from the good and from the bad and from the misinformation that's just all over the place. So, you know, picking up quality magazines, turning into quality shows and quality things that bring you information, you know, books and websites and taking the time to have a magazine that you can not only read, but go back and listen to the podcast and then refer to the magazines and cross-reference them. It's an information world. I absolutely love it. I love the idea that we have so much information at our fingertips today, and so many different information-based ideas that are really, really important. So take the time to do something really good for yourself. Take the time to become more embossed in the idea of health and nutrition. Don't wait till you start falling apart at the seams. You know, I had someone this weekend. It was really, really hot. It was humid out here in the Southwest. We had a lot of rain this week. Actually, believe it or not, we actually had sleet, hail, rain, and then it went back up to 100 degrees, all within about 2 hours. That was some crazy weather out here in the Southwest. And then it got really, really hot again. So sometimes we don't know how to dress. Sometimes we wear too much clothing and then we overheat. Sometimes we only think we're going to be out for about an hour and then we're out for 3 hours or 4 hours or 5 hours and we don't have fluids. Always have water with you. Always have beverages. Carry your electrolytes. Take the time to prepare yourself for being out. You know, this weekend, a lot of people were out and they had their pets outside, obviously the 4th of July weekend. You know, so people were out this weekend and I made sure that everybody that I knew were ready. Coolers with ice and water, electrolyte bottles. You're going to be out in the heat. You're going to be out and you're going to be out a lot longer than you think you are. And we never, ever prepare and we get caught outside. You know, even if you have a really well-planned schedule, you have to plan for the things that can't be scheduled. A flat tire being stuck on the side of the road, you know, your car breaking down, not being able to turn on your air conditioner. But if you have fluids and you have electrolytes and you have a chilled cooler that you carry in your car that took you an extra 5 minutes to throw some ice and water into it, you're going to be prepared. It is a preparation-based thing. We have to be ready. Because we don't know if a car is going to break down. We don't know if we're going to be out longer than we thought. We don't know if the weather is going to change. It's going to be a lot hotter than what the weatherman told us. It's a preparation thing. In the summer, I carry a cooler in my car. I think it's important. I throw ice in there. I have chilled bottles. I have frozen bottles of water. So if they have to thaw out slower, they can. I have electrolytes with me. I always carry a Ziploc bag of fruit. I carry a Ziploc bag of snacks and things because those little snacks can make a dramatic difference in keeping your body healthy. Fruits and vegetables are hydrating. Nuts and seeds can actually help you with the minerals to keep your electrolytes up as well. So it is a little bit of preparation. And I feel I'm probably preparing more now as I'm getting older, but that's okay. You know, these are things we need to know about. You don't want to learn about it after you're stuck on the side of the road with no traffic coming by to help you, with no water, with nothing to drink, no ice to cool down, a car that's broken down, with no air conditioning. You're going to find out, you know, vividly, up front and center, what it's like to go into heat stress, heat exhaustion, or heat stroke. Now, had you planned just a little bit, you'd be better off. We broke down on the side of the road one time. It was terrible. It was the middle of August. Luckily, that day, we had two coolers in the back loaded with ice and fruit and water and electrolytes, and there was a tree right off the side of the road. We went under the tree, and we waited. We were able to get a hold of someone. It took them an hour and a half to get there with the tow truck, but guess what? We were cooled. We were hydrated. We weren't exhausted. You know, we stripped off the heavy clothes and just kind of sat there and relaxed, and we were good when they got there. Somebody else in another situation would not have been because they didn't plan. Electrolytes and water and hydration need to be constant in your life. You don't just do it, you know, just because it's hot out. Did you know, and this is a little piece of information for you, did you know that we have many times more dehydration sometimes in the winter than we do in the summer? You want to know why? Because in the summer, we see the visible signs of dehydration. We're hot. We're sweating. We're thirsty. In the winter, it cools down. People stop drinking fluid. They stop drinking water. It's a heavier eating, sugar-based food time of the year with the holidays. We have more urinary tract, bladder, and kidney infections, more constipation, and more heat problems because people are dehydrated because they're not feeling the signs of the summer heat that they're used to. And that is very, very important. So drinking fluids all year long. I put electrolytes in my fluid all year long. Why? Because I need minerals all year. It's not seasonal. Hydrating my body is not seasonal. More happens in the summer visibly, but all year long, we need the water. We need the hydration. We need the benefit of these wonderful, you know, fluids to make sure our body is moist and hydrated. It's so important. And I think what happens is most of us have forgotten what it's like to have a well-balanced body. I think a lot of us have forgotten what it's like to be totally hydrated. I've had people that have started to look their age, and they change their diet, and they're eating better, and they're eating fruits and vegetables, and they're doing everything right, but they just don't look healthy. And then comes the topic of water and hydrating their skin. They don't drink any water. They drink all carbonated and caffeine-based beverages. But when they change over and they bring plenty of healthy water and they start putting electrolyte drops in, using some good quality salts, healthy salt in their diet, their skin starts to plump. Their skin starts to hold more moisture. They start looking better as they're getting healthier. And if you don't think that's something we're all trying to achieve, it is. So hydration, great for health, keeps your blood pressure balanced, helps to dilute unhealthy urine for everybody, including diabetics, when their diets get and they get cheated on, you know, a little bit too much, and they're eating too much sugar, and they're trying to compensate with their medications and their insulin, like many diabetics do. The diabetics in my family are the worst. They cheat terribly, but it always catches up with them. That's why we drink water, to dilute the urine, to make sure that our bodies are healthy, that our organs are flushing, that we have it for our skin, for our cells, for our energy. These things are crucial for us to be able to be a healthier individual. And when it comes to the heat, if you're doing this without hydrating your body and bringing your electrolytes back into balance and having that potassium and that chloride and that sodium in balance for your body, you're not only going to be tired and exhausted, you're not only going to be at risk for heat stress, heat, you know, exhaustion and heat stroke, you're going to be affecting organs. You're going to be affecting your energy, your thought process, your concentration. So when you start thinking to yourself in the summer and you're packing those picnic lunches and your coolers, make sure you've got 90% water in there and maybe 10% something more flavorful that you enjoy. Because I think if you have more of the water, you'll drink it. I think if you'll have more of the healthy beverages, you'll drink them. If you have nothing but unhealthy beverages, well, that's what you're going to drink because that's what's there. I was talking to a mom yesterday and she said, Jeff, I took a hint from you and I changed what I put in my refrigerator for my teenagers. She said, I always had snacks and things because I felt guilty because I worked two jobs and they're turnkey kids. She said, so I took all that stuff away and I filled the refrigerator with fruits and vegetables and healthy dips. And I made healthy wraps and all the healthy food and took all the junk out. And I said, and they're eating it. She goes, they're eating everything. I said, that's because they're hungry. They're kids. They're going to eat what you leave there. They may yell and complain a little bit about it, but they're going to eat it because it's there. So we need to drink our beverages, bring in our electrolytes, healthy salts, keep ourselves cool, cover our heads, wear good UVB protection because you want to keep your eyes healthy as well. You know, we just talked about healthy eyes recently. And keep your body as healthy as you possibly can because these small, tiny little steps can keep you out of an ambulance, out of the emergency room, and keep you in a healthier, more balanced situation. So you can enjoy the summer heat. You can enjoy yourself on the weekends. And you can enjoy what it's like to be able to be healthy. Remember, this is no longer just for athletes. It's for all of us. Everybody exposed to the heat who is dehydrating is going to be someone who's going to be affected by not having a proper amount of good, healthy body balance, good electrolytes, and feeling good in our skin. Remember to check out my favorite magazine, Better Nutrition, at your local health food store. It's packed with well-researched articles, recipes, and tips, indispensable resource for healthy living. It's a good must-do to pick up your copy today and save it. You're going to enjoy it. It's about information, everyone. It's about getting healthy, being healthy, staying healthy, and doing the wonderful things we need to do. I hope you will remember to go to my radio show page at Radio MD. Go to the Talk Healthy Today page. And check out the Demand Podcast on demand, ready and available for you to listen at your convenience. Have a great day, be well, and God bless.